Blog Talk Radio.
You are solely responsible for your interactions with other listeners of the Love Zone USA. You understand that the Love Zone USA does not in any way screen its listeners, nor does the Love Zone USA inquire into the backgrounds of its listeners or attempt to verify the statements of its listeners. The Love Zone USA makes no representations or warranties as to the conduct of its listeners or their compatibility with any current or future listeners. In no event shall the Love Zone USA or Blog Talk Radio be liable for any damages whatsoever, whether direct, indirect, general, special, compensatory, consequential, and or incidental, arising out of or relating to the conduct of you or anyone else in connection with the use of this service, including without limitation bodily injury, emotional distress, and or any other damages resulting from communications or meetings with other listeners of this service or persons you meet through this service. You agree to take reasonable precautions in all interactions with other listeners of the Love Zone USA, particularly if you decide to meet in person. In addition, you understand that the Love Zone USA makes no guarantees, either expressed or implied, regarding your ultimate compatibility with individuals you meet through listening to the Love Zone USA. The Love Zone USA. The Love Zone USA. Welcome. Good evening. How are you? Well, it's yours truly, Mike T, and we're here inside the Love Zone, the place where you can listen to your heart, and we live and learn. And our other motto is that we spread love all over the world. Yes, indeed. And tonight, I thought this show was very well needed because of the fact that many people out there have trust issues. And there's a young lady actually on a show, R&B Divas, Kiki. Yeah, Kiki. She did a record with Avant. We'll play some of that a little later. But she had some serious trust issues. And you probably might have heard that she had an incident with her ex where she stabbed him and, you know, her husband. Oh, it was just a little rough. And after that relationship, the one that she's on now with R&B Divas, well, the first few episodes that I saw, she couldn't go anywhere without her husband. He was like her pocketbook. I mean, no friends he had. He just couldn't be with the boys. None of that. Those are what we call trust issues. And I can tell you that that's not a good thing. It's really not a good thing. But before we get into the show, I want to say welcome. And most importantly, I want to remind you that we have two more days of the Love Zone. We have the TLZ USA, I call it the Love Zone USA Countdown, with our producer, Tony Diamond. That happens every Friday night from 8 to 9 p.m. And then from 5 to 6 p.m. on Saturdays, we've got the hip-hop and today's R&B version of this same show with different topics, naturally. And you need to check that out every Saturday with KK Holloway. Yeah, my girl is doing her thing over there. Woo, numbers are looking good. So for those of you who want to also check us out, let's do a little house cleaning. And Stitcher.com, well, you can go there and download a free app. Yeah, absolutely, to your phone. So we want to get more mobile this year. And by the way, I want to remind you also, go to our website, thelovezoneusa.com. Click on the contact button, and then in the subject line, put mailing list. And then give us your information, your email address. We want to put all those that want to join our mailing list up front. So this year, as we're giving away tickets, albums, books, we want to make sure you're first. So make sure you do that tonight and each and every week. Tell your friends about it. We want to make them a priority for getting us to where we are today with over 100,000 listens on the Blog Talk Radio platform. We thank each and every one of you. And also, if you have to go, you know, take the show on the go, well, we got iTunes. That's right. So just remember, every day you can download this to your tablet, your phone, and listen to it while you're on the subway, traveling to work in your car. And speaking of cars, Stitcher.com, make sure you put them first because they have an app for everybody in the 2013s. That's right. If you're driving a 2013 vehicle or plan on trading yours in and getting one, well, we are already there waiting for you to just click on the app, Stitcher.com, do a search, type in the Love Zone USA, and you got us. You can take us all the way from, well, New Jersey, I would say to California, but that's not true. That's a three-hour drive, but we only have a two-hour show. So wherever you end up in 2 hours, that's where you'll be, and you'll be with us. And we want to invite you to join our Facebook fan page. That's right, www.facebook.com/theLoveZoneUSA. Tonight's show is Trust Issues, and we have a special guest who will be coming in, Minister Chris Jackson, who's also a doctor, and his specialty is love. That's right, love and relationships. And I think if we had more ministers like him, then we could build back families where children will have two-parent households. Does that become an anomaly, you know, where it won't exist anymore? Not if we can help it. Here inside the Love Zone, the power of the Internet, you just don't know the power of the Internet. And two-family households, well, we always feel it starts with dating. If we put more emphasis on the dating aspect of relationships at that particular point, hopefully we can, I guess on the back end, not have as many divorces in America. 50% divorce rate? Ooh, okay. Let me ask you, is that good? If you got a 50% on your tests, where would you be in your class? Not a good thing. I think we can get better grades than that. And with your help and spreading the word about the Love Zone USA, and we appreciate those of you who have, yeah, I think we can put a dent in that and get a better grade and afford the family unit a better situation. Because the emphasis is on dating. And it's the choices you make during dating, that's the person you end up with if you're going to make a lifelong commitment. So that's a serious commitment. You do a lot of research to go to somebody's website to get a job. You do the same amount of research to go look for a house. And then you'd even do more research on car dealers and finance programs and, you know, all those kind of things to buy a car. But yet your soulmate, all you have to do is walk down the aisle in a supermarket. Somebody drop a handkerchief. Somebody picks it up and your eyes meet and that's the one for you. How's that working out for you? How's that working out for you? I don't think not so good. Not so good, right? Yeah, okay. So that's why we have this show. And tonight we're going to talk about trust issues because, you know, if we can get past and help people get past some of those trust issues, I believe we can repair situations and help other people, you know, feel better about themselves as well as get past that situation so that they can move on to the right relationship. We've all made mistakes. Everybody. There's not one. Well, no, there's a few people who got it right. Some people are lucky. Just let me start this show off with saying that, you know, if mistrust seems to play a dominant role in your life on a regular basis, and it's possible you're reacting to some past disappointments or betrayals, mistrust then is the one sense of valid response. The question is, how much is too much? And one of the best ways to find out is to talk about it. Yeah, we're going to talk about that tonight here inside the Love Zone. And we want you to hang in there with us because we're going to do that along with our guest. We're going to bring him on a little later on. He should be in around 8:30, Minister Chris Jackson. In the meantime, I'm going to kick it off with some music, and my producer will be here in a little while. Right now, I'm going to take you into Ollie Woodson. This one is entitled Take Care of Me inside the LoveZoneUSA.com.
My world is upside down,
going round and round,
round and round. Good and bad love, joy and happiness in the world of sadness. Now where is the light?
The
silver you and me. There must be some help for me. I'm living. Take good care of me.
Love Zone USA, where you can listen to your heart, and we live and learn. To say happy birthday to this next young lady right here that I have in front of me. Well, I have her song anyway, and we're going to play it right now as we continue with more music here inside the Love Zone. This is a happy birthday, January 26th. She is 55 years old. Aquarian. It's Miss Anita Baker right here with Lick here inside the Love Zone. Feeling the By the sound of Anita Baker. Boy, these browsers are moving slow tonight. We're going to have to speed things up. Happy birthday, Anita. Well, our show is about trust this evening, and we're going to have our doctor and minister here in just a little while, Minister Chris Jackson, and he'll be with us to talk about this subject. But I want to reiterate something here that I found. It says that trust is a fundamental human experience. It's necessary for a society to function and for any person to be relatively happy. Without it, well, fear rules. Trust is not an either-or proposition, but a matter of degree. Everyone has an uncertainty about whom to trust, how much to trust, when not to trust, and so forth at one time or another. In fact, every day we make choices about whom and how much to trust, and sometimes we trust more and sometimes less. That's a good thing. Total lack of mistrust would indicate a serious psychological problem. And, you know, that leads to judgments about people. So how's your trust level, especially after you've come out of a relationship where you've been burnt, where somebody has violated your trust? Can you move on? Well, that's what we're here to talk about this evening, and we're going to try to help you with giving you some insight as to how and why you should move on. But right now, all I can tell you is that, you know, even if you're in that place where you think you can't get out, that you'll never move on and trust again, well, that place doesn't rule you. You know what rules you? This. It's by Quincy Jones featuring B.B. Winans. You'll come out of that place. Why?
Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Everyone will change. No one stays the same. The young become the old, and mysteries do unfold. Oh yeah, for that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged.
After a while, oh, tell
remember. Said you gotta remember. Hey.
Rain comes from the clouds.
Rain comes from the clouds, but
sun comes from the sky.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Everything must change. Don't give up, 'cause the sun, yeah, it's gonna get better. Said it's gonna get better. Kind of the water spot. You know the story. Down come the rain. Watch the spider hide. Rain, rain, go away. Come back to Mother's Day. Coming down. Coming down. But don't worry, Paul. Gonna quit. Just do it. Oh!
Be sure to check out Tony Diamond. Yeah, 7 songs and mixes on the Love Zone USA, hosted by our producer, Tony Diamond, starting at 8 every Friday and goes on from 8 to 9. Be sure to tell a friend and tune in to the LoveZoneUSA.com. And Saturdays, we've got KK Holloway. She'll be right here. She's doing the hip-hop in today's R&B. That's where you hear the best of hip-hop in today's R&B. Like that song I just played, Esther. As we get into more of our topic this evening, trust issues. You know what I'm beginning not to trust? These browsers. I won't say any names of which ones I'm using because I don't want you to get upset with yours. It only has this problem with the back office. I will say that BTR has done a great job with their new website. I hope that hasn't anything to do with it. They do have a website, a new website, and I really think it's my browser, and it was working pretty good during the day. I tested it. Showtime, huh? The show must go on. As we're going to continue with more of trust issues, have you ever dated someone and that you felt you were the brunt of what they experienced in the past? Well, if you have, then it is trust issues. And these people definitely need to get past that because nobody likes to be fighting with a loved one, but a loss of trust causes serious problems. You know that? And trust issues are hard to overcome and often keep popping up. So remember, you and your partner must resolve your trust issues if you're going to move on toward a more healthy relationship. And sometimes you just have to get therapy. We're going to talk about that a little later on with our guest. Hopefully he will be able to call in and we won't have this problem while he's here. I'm going to do another refresh because I know the other week when we were having problems and with the back office, you refresh, you could see the phone calls, and sometimes they pop up after you do that. So I'm going to do that right now before I go into some more music. But remember, this show is about trust and trust issues. That is one of the keys to a relationship, having trust in your partner. And once it's violated, well, okay, that relationship is over. What about the next relationship? Will you get through to the next relationship? Yeah. Can you move on with someone new? Or are you going to, you know, keep the same bridges going that held you back in the first one? Because remember, the new partner didn't cause those trust issues. But trust has to be built. So when you're moving, you know, toward that new person, and you have to get to those, the building of trust, whoa, that's where you're holding yourself back. And, you know, in these relationships today, I got to tell you that, you know, money seems to be one of the key situations where, you know, people are using that to, because we are a money society, to choose a partner. Now, I understand that money is very important. Money is very important to your relationship. But if that was the issue in your trust of the last relationship, well, just remember, you know, the new relationship shouldn't be based off that person doing something with money. Or if you felt, you fellas, you paid too much money in the relationship and she violated your trust. Because one thing I can tell you about money, whatever your trust issue is, money
can buy me love. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel alright. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of thing the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
The Love Zone USA, where you can listen to your heart, and we live and learn. Well, my producer's here, so I'm going to let him handle the music while I get back to my
notes here in regards to trust issues. And trust me, yeah, let me handle this in, and I'll let him deal with these crazy browsers tonight. Boy, oh boy. So getting back to trust issues, for those of you out there who may have a trust issue or know someone who has, matter of fact, hit them up on Facebook and let them know to tune in, because we want to disseminate this information so that you get it and pass it along, because there are people out there who seriously need help, seriously, you know. And you got to understand that whether or not trust is earned or intrinsic, once it's violated, well, that can be lost forever. That can really be lost forever. It doesn't necessarily, you know, have to be the case, but it's possible to rebuild trust. That takes time. It takes resilience. It takes belief. But it can be rebuilt, providing the offender meets specific objectives. You know, and the victim is open to trying again. But if the victim is not open to trying again, well, you, the offender, you've blown it. You've got to move on. You can't even try to, force it at that point. The victim that you violated has to be open to trying again. And they're going to make you jump through some hoops in order to rebuild that trust. Now, when you look at some of the celebrities and you see a Rihanna whose face was battered, and then you see her back with Chris Brown, how many phone calls, how many texts, how many visits does it take to get back to where you left off? Yeah, to rebuild that. After your face was so battered, and TMZ, if you go to TMZ or type in Rihanna and then click on images, you will see that TMZ photo, and you wonder how someone can re-trust a person again like that. So it can be rebuilt. I don't know what he said. I don't know what he did. That's between those two individuals. But it shows you a level of trust can, you know, come to some level of trust. It can be rebuilt, but it takes time. Was that enough time for Chris Brown and Rihanna to try to rekindle their relationship? Well, everybody's time frame is different, and you can't put a clock on it. You can't put a clock on it. So their trust time frame is different from your trust time frame. But you got to remember now, if this person isn't open to trying again with you, ladies and gentlemen, don't hold that wall against the new person. Because remember, the new person that you're going to meet is your future, not your past. And if it's really love, if it's really love with your future, then it's going to be okay. You will be able to trust again. As we continue with more music right here inside the Love Zone USA, like I said, if it's really love, you'll be able to trust again. Here's Kim.
I'm here in my bed. I've been thinking about everything that's been said. I realize what's at stake. From the moment I met you, I just ain't been the same. I need you here in my life. And we both know that's a hard thing to find. Girl, I'm a good man, and you're a good woman. There's so much more I wanna discover, baby.
The Love Zone USA. Back to back to back to back to back. To back.
Talk to you inside the Love Zone, and you can spend an evening with Kim. That's looking like it's going to be February 21st. We're still double-checking to make sure. We don't want any slip-ups, but yeah, Kim, we're looking forward to spending an evening with Kim here inside the Love Zone USA, and I hope you're looking to spend an evening with my producer tomorrow night with the Top 7 at 7. Yeah, it starts at 8 o'clock. Call the Love Zone USA countdown. It happens each and every Friday. I want you to spend some time with my producer, Tony Diamond. Soon we're going to have some guests on his show as well. Don't forget, if you want to be one of those people that is first in line to get tickets to shows, autographed pictures, music, and eventually cash. That's right, cash. We're going to give away cash here on the Love Zone USA. Yes, as we know, money helps relationships. You have to go to our website and click on the Contact Us button, and then in the subject, put mailing list. Just leave us your email address and name, and we'll take care of it from there. Yeah, we're going to make sure you're first on the list for these backstage passes, cash, music, books, everything. So we want you on our mailing list, and that's how you'll get to be able to share in those prizes. Yep. So we got some more music coming up with a young artist. But before we do that, I want to tell you more about this therapy. I talked about therapy a little earlier and trust. Well, you know, therapy can help individuals address trust issues that are causing problems in their relationships. But being able to trust can, if you can't trust, it can destroy relationships and marriages. Well, most often, you know, that can be turned around with therapy. You know, therapy helps individuals identify the source of their mistrust, and do you know where that source is? Now, for instance, a woman who's experienced infidelity in one relationship, you know, she might transfer that fear onto every future relationship. And that causes unnecessary pain and turmoil for both her and her partners. But by working through this with a therapist, well, a client can begin to dismantle the complicated mechanism of trust. So trust is a quality that develops over time in every context. And with proper guidance, well, a client can gain the insight to identify where their trust was compromised in the past. And you need this information. You really do. Because only a therapist can help the client separate their past trust issues from their future fears and teach them how to rebuild trust in existing relationships. And that's what you'll need. You'll need to be sometimes retaught how to trust again. As we continue with more good music, right here inside the relationship with yours truly, Mike T, is Melanie Fiona, or A.M., inside the LoveZoneUSA.com.
The Love Zone USA. God in me, it's Mary, Mary, here inside the Love Zone USA with yours truly, Mike T, on this Thursday as we gear up for our, we've got a big one coming up in February, and March 2, yeah, we got two big shows for you, but right now we're talking about trust issues. Do you have them? Do you know somebody who does have trust issues? Well, if you do, hit them up on Facebook or Twitter. Yeah, you can tweet us now. I got to get our tweet URL up, and I'm going to tell you about that in a minute. But you can hit us up on Facebook at facebook.com/TheLoveZoneUSA. Go to our fan page there, and you can also get us on Twitter. I think you can do a search for The Love Zone USA, and we'll come right up. Yeah. As we talk about trust tonight, well, so many couples have, I guess, burnt the bridge, so to speak, you know, because everyone goes through relationship problems. At some point in life, you're going to go through relationship problems. But trust is one of those precious things in the world that, you know, can be rebuilt, you know, when it's broken. But it may never be the same again. But if you put in some constant effort, faith, and committed love, it's possible to restore that trust again. Let's remember, trust issues in a relationship are most discussed in terms of marital problems, but even when people have just a basic relationship, it's discussed. And it is very important for a couple to trust each other completely so that they can love each other selflessly. Even if a little amount of doubt can ruin your relationship, wow, just a little amount.
There are a lot of couples out there who've simply separated after many years of marriage because of a small misunderstandings, you know, that were never resolved. And they could have been. They could have saved their relationship if only they gave one last chance to rectify their mistakes. You've got to know when that doubt kicks in to try to work it out. Faith and committed love. Those are the ingredients. Are you committed to the relationship? Do you give up at the simple sign of something going wrong? Now, there are deal breakers, and I understand that. And they need to be laid out up front. You know, cheating, if that's your deal breaker, and you can't get past that, I'm with you. I'm 100% with you because you've given your trust. But hopefully, as we always talk about on the show, the communication piece, if you get to the communication, maybe that cheating won't happen because there's something lacking. People say it all the time, and I hear it on Facebook. Oh, they always want to blame somebody because something is lacking. How about the person is just a cheater?
Just a cheater. Yeah, just a cheater.
No, it's something lacking. Let's lay it out on the floor tonight. There is something lacking, and communication can rectify that prior to he or she cheating. People aren't born out of the womb, and when the doctor pulls them out of the womb, they say, oh, look at this little boy. Look at that little girl. That's a cheater. No, that ain't happening. That's not the case. They are a human being. What's wrong with your relationship while that person cheated? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with he or she? What happened where they were tempted or they gave up because they were lacking something from you?
God, they just cheated. They just went out and cheated. Yeah, that's what they did. Just cheated.
Bullshit. I'm going to tell you straight up. People cheat because they are lacking in a relationship. 4 or 5 years, everything is peachy creamy. Then it comes to the point where some infidelity comes in. Why? Why not the first year? Why not during dating? Why not the second year? Why not the third year? And if you look in the mirror, 2020, when that person cheated, there was a reason that wasn't in the first year, second year, third year, fourth year of the relationship or marriage. So, communication prior to understanding your mate's needs, wants, desires, and goals. Those are the things that can prevent that in many instances. Now, if the person is a serial cheater, guess what? Knock, knock. Anybody home? Why were you dating them in the first place? Because they should have showed up in dating if they're a serial cheater. It should have shown up in dating. So why did you continue to date this person, go through courtship, possibly an engagement, and then get married to them? Yeah, that's on you. Don't blame the other person. That's on you. You didn't see it during dating. It's there. Tiger doesn't change his stripes. His or her stripes. They're a serial cheater. It's in the dating aspect that you should take the blinders off. I know the sex is good because a serial dater, serial cheater is probably good in bed. I'll tell you, probably most serial cheaters are very good in bed. So after you have that coke and a smile date, then you go to dinner at I like to call it Lacheron Brion. Some restaurant you can't even pronounce where you get valet parking. And then you get to that night where the candlelight and everything in the bedroom and roses on the covers and, you know, there's a jacuzzi over there in the corner. Yeah, and the sex is good. You done forgot everything. Everything went out the window at that point. Clothes is all over the floor. They thrown all over the place. Yeah, right. Wake up. Breakfast is good, whether it's room service or he or she cooks. Been there, done that. Been there, done that. Sex so good, you almost forgot your name. But you want to call them a serial cheater. Yeah, because you didn't see the signs during dating. You got blinded by the sex. Well, we're going to talk more about serial cheaters. But the bottom line to this conversation is we're going to try to tell you how you can restore trust. That's the key. As we continue with more music here inside the LoveZoneUSA.com, got some Brian Culbertson for you. And this one is titled Still.
So many without your face. weapon against the challenges of love, I'll call on the Love Zone USA. This is Danny Glover.
If you're tied up, you better stay tied up, because it's cheaper to keep her. This is from T. It says, it's cheaper to keep her. It's cheaper to keep her. When your little girl make you mad, and you get an attitude and pack your bags. Five little children that you're leaving behind. Son, you're gonna pay some alimony or do some time. That's why it's cheaper to keep her. Help me say it, y'all. It's cheaper to keep her.
Cheaper to keep her.
See, when you get through saying that judge in the face, you're gonna wanna cut the whole human race.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why it's cheaper to keep her.
Truly Mike T here inside the Love Zone USA. Don't forget tomorrow night, 8 to 9 p.m. We've got the Love Zone USA countdown with your host, Tony Diamond. And on Saturday, we've got our hip-hop version of this same show with K.K. Holloway. And she's doing a show entitled, Say What You Mean, Fellas. Say What You Mean. Right now, I've got our guest on the phone. Minister Jackson, are you with us?
I'm with you.
Oh, good evening. Welcome, welcome.
Good to be back here on the show, Mike.
Oh, yeah. I got another one for you, and I'm going to ask you about it right now. It's one entitled, Women Obeying Their Husband, taking the that out of the marriage vows. But we'll talk about that offline, but I'm wondering if you would consent to, you know, that's a touchy subject.
You're trying to get me in trouble, man.
let me tell you, Minister Jackson, I usually do that when at parties, and most guys leave the room and just leave me alone. They say, you're on your own with this one.
I don't blame them.
But tonight we're talking about trust issues, and what would you advise, you know, I'm sure you've, I guess maybe counted couples on this. What is your advice to couples when they run into that that situation where there's a severity in a break in the relationship because of trust?
Well, you know, Mike, trust is a must in relationships if they are to be effective. I mean, you really just cannot effectively do a relationship without trust. Trying to do a relationship without trust is like trying to drive a car without a motor. I mean, it's that significant and that germane to the actual effectiveness of a relationship. So I say trust is something that takes a long time to really build up. I mean, it takes energy and effort and time and practice to build up trust in a relationship. But it can be destroyed overnight. I mean, in a matter of seconds, you can destroy the trust that it took so long to build up. So I would certainly say that guard your relationships and guard your trust. If you worked hard to build up trust, protect that thing.
Okay. So that's the first piece of it.
Mm-hmm. That's the first piece.
After you built it up. Now let's go into when you've severed.
Violated
mm-hmm. trust, yeah.
Well,
that's two sides of it.
And I'm not sure which one you want to address first. Do you want to address the violation when you're the violator or you're the violated?
I think most people who violate trust probably want to, you know, they feel that remorse and they want to get back and try to. So let's go on that route first.
Okay. Let's say I violated trust and it was built up and now it's shattered. Well, the first thing is a lot of times we have a tendency, human nature wise, to blame the person. Well, it was because if you hadn't done this, and well, if I wasn't, you know, it's like a tendency to sort of pass the blame. So I would say, first of all, don't pass the blame. Accept it. You got to admit it and quit it. You know, it's got to be a thing whereby you acknowledge the fact. And the truth is, if you violated somebody's trust, it's got to be some straight up asking for forgiveness. If it's real, I mean, if it's genuine, if you genuinely have remorse in your heart and your mind, and people can generally tell if you're just faking it or if you actually are genuinely sorry and you're remorseful. I mean, even judges, they, you know, in the courtroom, they have their judgment a lot of times is based upon, was there any real remorse? And so likewise in our relationships, people who've been violated, they want to see, are you for real serious? So that's the first thing. And then secondly, we as the violators cannot tell the violated when they should get over it. We don't even have the right to tell them, well, it's been 2 days and you should be over it. No, it's not your trust that has been violated. So let's just erase that altogether. Imagining when. So the person has the right, it's their trust, so they have the right to know when they're healed or if they get healed. They even have the right to say, I don't want to open up my heart again. So all of that needs to be known up front and accepted.
So if it's a one-way street, you want to revamp the relationship and do the right thing now, but the other party doesn't.
Right.
Do you keep trying, or is that a one-way street that's just never going to work and you need to let it go?
Well, I don't necessarily think it's always a one-way street. I believe that, you know, listen to what I've seen. I've seen people who have been violated, and then the person who did the violating maybe did a half-hearted effort at trying to repair it, and then sometimes the other person was just saying, well, how bad do they want it? You know, really, do they really want this relationship? And if a person I've seen, you know, for example, in the cinema, the movie Fireproof, about the trust that had been violated, and the man worked, I mean, overtime to win back the trust. And I think when you show your due diligence, I mean, it's at least something to be said. If you really care about and value the relationship, you'll do whatever it takes to get it back.
So let's go to the other side of the fence. She or he feels, you know, violated. They don't want to continue with you, But now they have an issue with moving on with other relationships, and that incident that happened in the relationship that they left is holding them back from pursuing, you know, future relationships. How would you advise that person to move on? Because the future person isn't the person who harmed or suffered, you know, caused the trust issue.
Right. There's a tendency when you've been hurt and burned, there's a tendency to make everybody else pay for it that you meet in the future. They are paying for the pain that the other person caused. And sometimes the new person has no idea what they've done. They don't have a clue. Why are you coming off so foul? Well, it's because of Jermaine, and it's because of John and Mike and little Ray Ray, you know, all that have worn out this person's heart, and so they're having to pay for it. So I would say for anyone who has been hurt, truly hurt in a relationship, the best thing that you can do is not go into another one automatically, not immediately. You need time to heal that heart. Please, I mean, you owe it to yourself and you owe it to your future relationships to heal. And one of the things, Mike, that I always say is that after the death of a relationship, please do an autopsy. Find out what killed it.
Oh.
Because if you don't, you end up carrying that same kind of baggage and same type of mentality possibly into the next. It could have been something that you lacked, maybe. Or maybe something you didn't see clearly. And if you don't take the time to figure it out, you'll end up, it's like that song, "You Got Me Going in Circles." That's what it'll be.
Oh, sing, pastor, sing. So I love that, autopsy. I've never heard that angle before, but that's true. You want to find out what killed it. Otherwise, you're going to take that on with you to the new relationship.
Exactly.
So you must do an autopsy. Would you have any advice of where they need to look, how they should start? What are the 3 points that they should, you know, carry to start that autopsy?
Right. It's an introspective look. And so you first looked at, well, how did the relationship start? You know, how did it begin?
Right.
And then, what was the middle part? You know, what made me want to actually accept going into this relationship? And then ask yourself, well, how did it end? Were there any factors that I overlooked? Were there any warning signs that I did not see? Why didn't I see them? What was it in me that drew me to this person in the first place? Was there any reason why I did not have my little perceptors up to really see what was coming? Did I do anything to add to the pain of the relationship? And then what can I do better in the future? And then, of course, there's the spiritual piece of it. God, what are you telling me through this? I believe that any time you can learn something from what you've experienced, then it doesn't make it negative because it then gives you some directives for the future. It's like going through a maze. If you're going through a maze and you run into a wall, don't curse the wall. Say thank you for the wall because that tells me I'm not to go straight anymore. I need to go left or right.
And who would you say where the trust is violated more? Is it more because of men cheating or men violate trust more than women, or is it vice versa, or would you say it's even in your view?
You set me up, Mike, but I'll go ahead and answer your question anyway. In my preparation for the book, The Black Christian Singles Guide to Dating and Sexuality, I asked this question of about 200 individuals on a survey. I asked the men, and most of these were college men, and I asked them, what two characteristics would you most want in a dating partner? Well, you can imagine what their responses might have been.
One
was looks,
right,
and the other was personality. They said that those were the two qualities they would most want. Then when I asked the women, what two qualities would you most want in a dating partner, can you guess what they would want?
Oh, no cheating. I know that.
Okay, so honesty was one, and trust was the other. And I thought that was very interesting because really those two are really almost like synonymous, honesty and trust. And out of all the characteristics that they could have chosen, they chose not money, not a good job, honesty and trust.
Wow. So I got my answer.
You got your answer. Women, definitely, I would say.
That's huge.
It is huge. And you know, I just thought it was so interesting that they would choose that. And, of course, the only reason, well, I can't say the only reason, but I would say probably the reason they chose that is because they hadn't had it, because they've been burned in the past.
Right, right.
And because of any time you've been burned, you know, these issues get enlarged. So whereas honesty and trust may not, if you had not been taken advantage of in the past, maybe it wouldn't be such a big issue. But because it is, it becomes larger than life. And so even if you are an honest man and you meet up with a woman who's been burned and been cheated upon, then she starts to check up on you. And it seems to you like she is just like paranoid. But really, she's just living. She's a product of her past.
Well, Minister Jackson, I appreciate you coming on the show. I want you to tell everyone about your book, how they can get to it, and if they should need to, you know, need counseling from you, how do they contact you?
Well, my book is entitled The Black Christian Singles Guide to Dating and Sexuality. It's published by Zondervan, and it's available on Amazon.com or at your local bookstore, what have you, and it's nationwide, so anyone can get it, international actually. And but my website is chrisjacksonseminars.com. It's very simple, chrisjacksonseminars.com. And I also have, for those who are more interested in the marriage side, NashvilleMarriageNetwork.com. So either one of those, chrisjacksonseminars.com or NashvilleMarriageNetwork.com.
And lastly, what would you say is the main thing that people would need to do to repair that trust? The most important, I guess, ingredient you would say is
the ability to repair. I think there is a very much a need to repent, because there's no repair without repentance. And when I say repentance, I don't mean a simple surface "I'm sorry," because if that's all you have to give, you're not really sorry. You just want this thing to get over with. You want it to go away. So a repentance, actually, the central understanding of the word repentance means a turn. It's an inner turn and an outer turn. It's a holistic turn from going north to going south. It's going in the opposite direction with all that you are. And that involves repentance, a definite, personal, realistic, real sorry about what happened. And then it also involves, you know, apologies to the person and detailed apologies. And also apologies to God, I would say, because God really is over the whole thing. And so as we begin to do that, then we can, and forgiving yourself as well. And when you begin to do all three of those areas, healing can begin to happen, both in yourself, in your relationship with God, and your relationship with the other person.
Well, Minister Jackson, I appreciate you coming on. You have lended some excellent insight to our audience about this issue, this trust issue, that I've seen very much so. And I will be speaking with you privately about this Obey show.
I'm going to have to pray about that one, Mike.
I know you are. Minister Jackson, thank you so much for coming on the Love Zone tonight.
Sure thing.
All right. Take care. Have a great night.
All right, bye.
As we continue with more of this thing about trust issues, just remember, I want to add my little 2 cents that communication is one of the best things that you can add to your relationship. And the only way to rebind that relationship, just talk out the problems openly. Do that. And if you made a mistake, accept it, because denying it only makes the situation worse. So do whatever it takes to make your partner understand. And if, ladies, you want that man that Minister Jackson was talking about, before I close, I just want to say in closing, I've enjoyed your company. I hope you've enjoyed mine. For those of you who did, I'll see you another time. Whatever you do, do it with two. It's more fun than one. Remember, tomorrow night, 8 to 9, the Love Zone USA Countdown with Tony Diamond. And on Saturday, we got from 5 to 6 p.m., the Girlfriend Network, K.K. Holloway. And fellas, she wants you to say what you mean. And if you really want to say what you mean, you're going to say it like this, the way Dave Hollister says it. As we close out, Love Zone, I'm a one woman man. Good next Thursday.
All right. It's so funny running into you. It has to be 3 years since we last seen each other. Many flashbacks come to mind of the wild and crazy times we used to have with one another. We absolutely didn't care. We would do it anywhere. Eye contact and it was over. But that's when I was wild and out. Couldn't care less about someone getting hurt. I've done my share of dirt, but I'm a wiser. Oh yeah. A few one night stands, some of their names I can't remember. Imagine waking up with someone who you barely even knew. Time and time again, but there's someone for everyone. I've been blessed to find that one who makes me feel like no other. You are looking good as hell, but I can't go home with you.